This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
This podcast is sponsored by Key for Her. To get 20% off your first order, head to keyforher.com and use the code word tight.
I was over at my brother's yesterday.
Because
the shades are on.
Shades. I need them for settled. The story. Go on.
So I was over at my brother's yesterday. It was my nephew's birthday and it's my brother's birthday as well. So they had everyone over just for like food and whatever. Anyway, my mom and dad were all there chatting. They started telling the story of when we were all little and they're like a young couple living in Tala and say, I'm a toddler. And the brothers are like six.
Are you a Tala girl?
We were there for like 14 years or something, but I was only like six when we moved.
Okay, so you don't consider yourself to be a Tala girl?
No, but I'd like to, like I'd know Tala fairly well. So they, obviously, like everyone else in the country, it's the 80s, they're broke and whatever. Everyone's broke.
Everyone.
If you stayed, you're broke.
Broke.
And they said that there was this leak on the landing. And they were trying to figure out where it was coming from. There was like, you know, dampness on the wall and on the carpet. And they were like, Jesus Christ, how much is this going to cost out? And where is this coming from? But trying to ignore it at the same time because they're afraid of their lives. It's going to cost a bomb.
Yeah.
This is going on for months, right?
Okay.
The next morning, there'd be these wet patches and whatever. And they're trying to figure out where it was coming from.
But not really trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Trying to avoid.
Trying to, hopefully that, you know, just checking how big the patch is and stuff and it's not getting bigger or whatever.
Yeah, got it.
Anyway, turns out, one night my mom is going up to bed and she sees water coming from somewhere over the banister. And she's like, oh my God, it was my brother pissing over the banister. So
what? What? You're joking me.
No, I swear.
A child.
So he was getting up.
Was pissing over the banister for months. And they thought they had damp. Oh my God, was there no smell? No, obviously not.
It's only a little kid.
Yeah, so yeah. It's not like it's going to be smelling of chips and curry.
Yeah, it's not like a men's urinal.
No.
Yeah.
That's 50 hysterically Guinness. Funny. Yeah.
So he was getting up in the middle of the night in his sleep.
Yeah.
And he was missing the toilet by about a meter. So obviously his little head thought he was going to the toilet, but he was just pissing over the bastard.
So funny. But how exactly did she find out? She didn't see him doing it.
No, she did. She came up and she saw water. She's like, oh my God. Then she saw. And they said, my mom and dad said, we were laughing at them. We're like, oh my God, what did you think when you saw him? And they're like, well, to be honest, they were like, we were like relieved. We were relieved.
Yeah, because they knew it wasn't going to cost them anything. It was a free fix. Get to the fucking bathroom.
But yeah, a lot of sleepwalking in.
Right. Have you had any trouble with that? Have you ever walked into anyone else or?
No, well, I know.
Gotten into the wrong bed.
Well, actually, that did happen to a friend of mine.
Ooh.
She was going out with a fella. This is true, and I won't name her, but Sarah.
No.
She was with the fella.
Sarah.
Yeah. She was with the fella. And she got up and like to go to the toilet. I don't think she remembers, but she went to go back to bed and she got into bed with the dad.
Oh, stop the lights. She didn't.
Yeah, and she's in her knicker and bra. Like she got into the bed with the dad. And she didn't realise until like a good
Where was the dad's missus?
He was single.
In she got in the bra and knickers. Well, that's one way to meet your father-in-law.
The bra and knickers.
How long before she, I mean, how did she find out?
I think she meant to touch him, not just on the shoulder.
Oh,
like,
I can't.
Not anything crazy, but she went to touch him.
Not anything crazy. Like, she didn't go to ride him. She's not acting crazy. She just touched his shoulder and immediately she thought, that's not your shoulder.
That's a bit hairier than I remember, yeah.
So she tell us this. Did he object?
No, she said he was very understanding about it.
Delighted. Single older man. Oh, here comes the young one into my bed. Go on. I'll just pretend to be asleep. What do I know?
But I think she could have had been drinking, you see, as well.
Could have had been drinking.
Could yeah. have been drinking. Mm-hmm. Not hammered, but because I've done before and I've been pissed.
Mm.
I went, it's terrible. I went to Ella's room before, totally asleep. Banging on her door.
Yeah. In your own house or when you're away?
I don't remember it at all.
Okay.
Banging on her door, exploded into her room.
Yeah.
I started giving out to her, but she said she doesn't know what I was giving out to her about or what I was saying.
Just giving out in your sleep. Proper mammy. Default setting is giving out. Pick that up.
Yeah, give it up. And she was fast asleep. And I just wake her up in the middle of the night. I don't know if you ever do it when your kids were small?
Never. I've never sleepwalked. Never. The only thing I've done with drink on me is try very hard to get into another hotel room with a key card. And like, you know, not double checking the number, just going, I don't know why this card's not working. And at it. Till eventually this man opened the door and went, the fuck?
Oh, the guy fuck? In the hotel room.
Yes, I was in the next room. I got the number totally wrong. Bang, shoving the door.
Yeah, hammered.
Ready to scream because you're too tired to go down to reception and say, the key card's not working. You know that? And you're getting irate.
Yeah.
So you're just at it and at it. And then this man, poor man, fast asleep, just going, what the fuck are you doing? Like, I'm asleep. I remember, oh, I'm so sorry.
Did you try and tell a little lie?
Next room over.
I know it's far too far gone.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Just sorry was as much as I could get out. Now, this will annoy people, but I mean, modern showers and fixtures and how they work, I lose the will to live. You know, you know, like, can we just have a tap that goes hot, cold? These buttons and hot and this.
I haven't a clue.
And you can't get them to work. And there's stuff in the room. And there's lights beside beds that you can't find the button for. They're touch things and
hidden all over
all
the
this
place.
Modern shit that doesn't really work.
No one's home is like this.
Oh, man. Like, I'm thinking, have I become this a grumpy old person or what's happening? But like, I was in one recently. There was a strip lighting around the room.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a light. It was like, it was a design feature. A strip of pink light. I could not find the button to switch that off.
No.
Up and down, in and out of the fucking bed going, right, I'll just go to sleep with this light on. And then 20 minutes later, that's annoying me because it's now in your head.
I know exactly.
I found it eventually, but I mean, it took me another 25 minutes. I was nearly ringing down. Can you tell me where how to turn the light off? And you want to hear the voice on me when I get irritated?
Really? it does actually really change when you're actually the pissed off serious voice.
Yeah, I'm never horrible to people, but
no,
I get very
firmness in the voice.
There's a short temperedness that kind of goes. I can't actually get the shower to work. Do you think you could give me some straightforward instruction? Yeah.
Oh, I've had lots
that kind of thing. Shall I name this hotel? I think it'll be all right. The Royal Hotel in Bray.
Oh yeah.
There's no royals staying in it. It's a 3-star, and I was in it for the duration of Moonboy. So I know the first season. So I was in it for a couple of weeks.
Where they do a lot of filming in this hotel? Do they?
I don't think so.
Is it down at the end?
Down at the end. I think you're talking about the very old hotel that's now gone, that used to be used a lot.
Oh, okay,
anyway,
maybe.
It's not that.
Okay.
This is just a regular...
Oh, it's just a regular hotel, okay.
3-star hotel. Anyway, I was in it for weeks and I had to dye my hair one day, myself.
Okay.
Let's not get into the details of why, but anyway, the roots had to be done, right?
Yeah.
I put the colour in. You know the way you have to wait 10 minutes? I wait the 10 minutes. I go to get into the shower, freezing cold. Now, I mean... freezing. I could get, I couldn't even get lukewarm out of it. And I thought, like I had to get this out, but the dye had to come out. And if you leave it in longer,
yes,
it can go very dark.
Yes.
Very dark. So I'm ringing down to reception and going, listen, I need hot water very, very badly. There's nothing coming out of this now. I've got dye in my hair. And I said, if I leave this in much longer, I'd be Joan Jett. Please help. Please help. The young one's at the door a couple of minutes later. I'm in a towel with the jet black. She goes,
of course.
She turns the thing on. She goes, oh, yeah, no, there's no hot water coming out. This sometimes happens on this level. I'll have to bring you up to another bathroom. Up I go with a member of staff. So the receptionist.
Are you still in your towel?
I have a towel wrapped around me. I've no time to get dressed because I need, my panic is, get this fucking dye out of my hair or I'll have black hair. And I've done that. If you're dark brown and you leave the colour in for too long and it goes black, it's rotten. It's rotten.
It just looks off.
Oh, it's rotten.
Yeah.
But also, I was in the middle of doing a TV show, so I couldn't suddenly have the wrong coloured hair the next day. So up I go and she puts on the tap and I'm literally throwing myself, get out, because I'm literally throwing myself into the shower to get the colour off me. All I remember her saying was, oh, this will be a great one for your sketches, Deirdre. Which is everyone's answer to a problem.
I know.
You'll be able to use this in your sketches, won't you?
You're not ready yet.
If I was dead on the road, if I was hit by a truck, somebody would come over and say, ah, this will be great, won't it, in your sketches? It's always in your sketches, not your comedy or your stand-up.
You can use this.
You can use this in your sketches.
Fuck's sake. I was at the Gossies last year.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I don't know about you, it wouldn't be my kind of thing. Dressing up for something like that, I would see as work.
Well, I find all dressing up work now, which is, I know that's, it's a bit spoiled, is it? Because a lot of people would be killing for
Well, I suppose
we have
different
to do it quite a bit.
If you're going to a friend's wedding or something and you're dressing up, nice. But if you're going to an event like that, you know that...
It's a competition.
Yeah.
Well, you see, you've hit the nail on the head there.
You know, it's expected
to be... Well, you have to pose and there's a carpet, there's a red carpet. Can't even be a little lumpity bump out of shape. The hair has to be right.
No.
Everything has to be right.
And we're comedians.
It's a lot of pressure. It's too much pressure. And what do the men do? They throw on a suit. Shower, a bit of gel. I see ya.
Yeah. And as I say, comedians, that's not really our thing.
It's not. Let's be fair.
Yeah. But I went last year... And like now it is entertaining even just to watch all the people and the rig outs and all that. But at one stage I got chatting to somebody, I won't name any names, and we're all heading towards the toilet.
Together.
And we're all having a great time chatting. So I was going to the toilet because I needed to go to the toilet. And there was three
Not
of us.
Because you needed to take something? I see where this is going.
The three of us. Obviously, big, huge queues. And we head in to a cubicle. And then I
suddenly... The three of you?
Yes.
Ooh, but things are getting raunchy now.
I suddenly realise I need to go for a wee. And they're in the cubicle to do coke. So... We're in there.
Sorry, did this become apparent to you before you got into the cubicle?
No, this became apparent to me in the cubicle.
Oh.
Because I started getting ready to go to the toilet and they started getting...
No bother to you with two strangers.
No, but they were in full... See, I didn't realise that they were coming into the cubicle with me, right?
And
they kind
hell.
Of followed me in and I was like, I'm going to the toilet. They started getting the coke out. And then I said to them, I was like, sorry, I'm just going to the toilet. And they were like, yeah, perfect. It'd be a good cover. So I had to go to the toilet.
Oh my God.
I'd only met them that night.
I didn't have to oblige them that much by actually going for a pee to cover them. How did you do that? I'd be mortified. I have to turn taps on and everything to cover it.
Whatever I was wearing, it was obviously fine. But I just needed to go to the toilet.
Yeah, and so you did.
But I'd only met the two of them that night.
I hope you got a little reward of a... I presume they were...
No. Of course.
They didn't offer you. You didn't... No, but I said I just take.
No,
this is a bit much, is it? For in case we'd have the cops listening in, would it be? Would you? Could you be arrested?
Would they do? Would they raid the gassies? I don't think they'd raid the gassies.
No, no, I'm just saying in terms of us talking about this. Anyway, so
that would be good if they raided.
So
they helped themselves.
You had a waz, yeah. And you didn't get anything for your trouble.
No, but I was just
not a second wind. It was
their. It was their first time meeting as well. So all three of us were all meeting for the first time, but they obviously had some sort of language that I didn't know anything about.
Okay, when you say you were meeting for the first time, did you know them? Were they celebrities?
Yes, I knew who they were. Well, I knew at least who one of them was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well-respected.
Ooh, dying to know.
Yeah.
You can tell me after.
I'll tell you after.
Male or female?
Female. Well, it was different women's toilets.
Just get back to this weeing in front of people. I would not be comfortable weeing in front of anyone.
But they can't see anything.
Oh, but you can hear.
Well, they can hear. That's fine.
It's the sound
of wee.
It was the sound of wee.
I was like, because that's what I was wondering. I was wondering, like, why are you, how are you not peeing discreetly? I was like, are you getting it? Are you like stripping yourself down to like your feet?
Well, sorry, what are you talking about now? You're talking about me.
No, but I was like, what's the problem with weeing? Because I was like, oh, nothing's on display, but it's the sound of weeing.
I don't like the sound. It's a bit, is it not, what's the word? Is it not just a bit, should we be able to hear other people weeing? It's just not polite. It's not polite. Like, first of all, have you not mastered the art of hitting the side of the toilet so that it's not a big waterfall noise? Like, men don't seem to care. They just splash, door open.
Spraying the room.
Wow, just close the door, hit the side, do these things gently. We don't all need to know.
So you're telling me now.
I find it all a bit.
If I go into a public toilet with you, I've got to like pad the toilet with tissue paper.
No, no, no.
Pee to the side of the bowl. God forbid, dear,
run
to hear
run
my
a tap.
Fucking stream of piss.
Oh yeah, run a tap.
No.
Or sing a song like the Japanese do.
I'm only doing any of that stuff for you if I have to do a poo. If I'm doing a pee, you may listen to the pee. If I'm doing the poo, I will do the cough. I will do the
don't
paper
like
in the toilet first.
I don't like it. I don't want to hear anyone's
I'll wait
pee.
Until you're drying your hands. I'll try and squeeze the poo out then. No. I'll have that level of respect for you.
Yeah, no.
I will silence my poos, but not my pees for you.
No, I'm telling
absolutely
you, but you should.
No way.
I've been in people's houses and I've heard them peeing and I'm thinking, this isn't good. We're about to have dinner.
A pee?
Yeah. It can be very loud. Men especially. My God.
You need to send out a better message to the young women of Ireland, because do you remember the story about the girl? She went on a date with a chap and she went back to his house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where's this going?
She had to do a poo. She had to do a poo and she was so embarrassed about the poo.
Yeah.
She took the poo out of the toilet and tried to put it out the window, but she didn't realise it was one of those safety windows. So the poo got stuck in the window and she climbed in to try and get the poo out and she got stuck in the window and emergency services had to be called. She was stuck in the window trying to fish her own poo out. So we have to. No, this was like all over the news. So we have to. Well,
why
it wasn't on the 6-1.
Why did the girl not just flush the toilet?
Because it wouldn't flush down. Because there was a girl in the house next door who was flushing it twice for a fucking piss. All the water was getting.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
She was so ashamed of her poo.
This is the worst story I've ever heard in the whole of my life. The poor girl. I am so with her. I'm so with her. Out the fucking window. Out the window with me.
How did you do it though? You can't let him know you poo for at least 5 years.
I'd never be reaching in to throw something out the window. I'd never go that far. She could just cover it.
Put the coffin.
You see, again, polite.
The sheet of respect over it.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, that's just mindfulness for the person who's coming after you. I mean, it's the same thing I'm teaching my children. It's like, I go into the bathroom. It's a mess. I go, sorry, come back in here. I said, someday you'll be with the girl, right? And this, she's going to follow into the bathroom and this is what's going to... This is what she's going to see.
Sorry. I'm in full agreement with you. But we can't we can't say that hiding a shit in the toilet is mindfulness. That's not what mindfulness is. My first memory of St. Patrick's Day was in Talla, and there was a parade in Talla. But the parade consisted of the milkman and his milk float, the coal man.
Proper parade, yeah.
Yeah.
Bring that back. And then, I'd like them to bring them back.
Yeah. And then the other big sale, and it was just at the end of my estate. It was, so the it was
local,
really handy.
Whatever local businesses were around.
The other thing that they had, now, and this may cause debate, but there was a gushy.
Excuse me?
A gushy.
It sounds rude, is it?
So my childhood was full of gushies.
What the hell is that?
A gushy is when some parts of Dublin, they call it a grushy.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I always have called it a gushy. A gushy is when somebody has a handful of sweets or money. People did it with money outside of weddings, outside the church.
Throw
it up in the air and all the kids catch it. But to me now, it was always sweets.
Okay.
So they throw out sweets into the crowd.
Yeah, they and need you'd to be doing something.
Yeah, yeah. And you'd be elbowing kids and trying to reach up and you'd be scrambling on the ground.
That's exciting to get the for sweets. Kids, yeah, if they're not getting killed.
That's what we used to even do. None of the kids were
getting trampled on, no. Crushed.
Well, look, that was like a really exciting thing in school. If things were kind of getting a bit boring, somebody would just say, you'd shout, gushy. Gushy! And
that's hilarious.
Yeah.
But there wouldn't be
you
any.
You didn't do a gushy.
Never heard the word until today.
Never saw a grushy gushy outside of a wedding on the church.
Never seen it at a wedding. Never seen it in a parade.
Nothing.
No.
Yeah, so that was the parade in Talla. And then, what? You never heard of it?
Yeah, gushy. She knows gushies. This must be generational.
But have you ever heard of grushy? Yeah, because so many people said to me, no, it's called a grushy. And I was like, well, no, not my neck of the woods.
No, I've never heard of it full stop.
Yeah, no. I think townies do it at weddings and they call it grushies and it's money.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean? But
catching money
now. You'd be into that, wouldn't you?
Catching money, wouldn't you?
Yeah. And we had there used to be a guy in Talla who dressed up as Dracula.
Mm-hmm. Just every year, was it?
But he went to every event. So a
shop. St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah.
Here comes Dracula.
He was
He'll be out again at Halloween.
Yeah.
Okay.
He'd be out if a new shop was opening.
You see, these were the people, that was called a mental health issue, but people just said, here's Dracula now.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So
yeah,
grand.
It was kind of each.
It was grand.
This is what I say about back in the day. It was much more each to their own.
Yeah.
And you used to see people like.
There's Dracula.
We used
There's
to know.
The alcoholic.
We used to know. Exactly. We used to know a chap and we only knew him by your man with the gammy arm. That's how we knew. Like, oh, Mick with the gammy arm. Like, people had.
I remember somebody telling me there was a fella in Sligo, I think it was, who had that, you know, that funny leg.
A wanky
Do you know
leg?
When someone has a leg that sticks out?
Oh, yeah.
There's something wrong with the leg.
Bow
it
leg.
Might be bow, is it a bow? I think it's a bit more than a bow leg.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it'll literally stick out like this.
Okay.
Anyway, I used to call him quarter to two. Here comes quarter to two. Now, you see, I think that's lovely.
It's nice, though, isn't it?
Yeah. It's poetic.
Quarter to two.
Not the fella with the gammy arm. Quarter to two. And there were other people in the family who were very tall and they used to call them the hand-me-down the moon Kellys. Obviously, they were freakishly tall.
Oh my God.
Oh, I'm gone.
Quarter to two. I suppose you could see him
quarter
coming as
two.
Well. Yeah.
I mean, years his brother.
Yeah.
Quarter past three. Simpler times.
Simpler times. You see, it just, everyone started getting Invisalign and then that all stopped. Didn't it though? Nobody had braces, legs or teeth back
Invisalign
in the day.
Yeah. Has ruined.
Has ruined this country.
Yeah.
Bastards.
They were, that was a lovely thing, you know. That was the people were creative. Or they said things. It was.
It was done with. It was done
a bit
with
of poetry in it.
Yeah,
you know?
It was affectionate.
It was affectionate. Absolutely.
It was a term that was like endearment.
Yeah. I mean, Shane, who's my PT,
yeah,
we're always talking about phraseology. He's from Cork, and how much we love, you know, a nice turn of phrase. So I'd be always getting the local Cork phrases from him. And what's due to fall apart? Due to fall apart, I love as a phrase. Oh, there's my raid. Due to fall apart. Do you know?
Oh, yeah, that's
at
nice.
The end. Yeah. At the end. But isn't it lovely?
That's lovely. My dad,
call him an extra door show.
He still will call them. He'd be talking about coffin dodgers.
Oh, yeah, coffin dodgers.
Yeah, that's what he'd be calling old people. And like he's 70.
Old people, here comes a coffin dodger.
Yeah, he goes, oh, this fucking coffin dodger. Yeah.
That's a real Dublin, isn't it? I haven't heard that.
He's just, but he's old, like, he's 70.
70's not old, love.
But it's not elderly, but it's old.
No, you're not old now till you're 80.
Are you not?
No.
Is 70 middle age now?
70 is middle age.
Join the Cast is back for its last stage. It's your turn to decide which will be your new favorite podcast. Whether you're into ghosts, fashion, GAA, anthropology, or the meaning behind names, just go to jointhecast.ie and vote for your favorite. The winner will get a podcast series worth €50,000 and will join Headstuff Podcasts. Vote now at jointhecast.ie.
I'm 39, nearly 40.
When will you be 40? I need 40. That to happen fairly lively.
I'm 40 in June.
Hooray!
Yeah, yeah.
Hooray!
But should I'm I delighted. Should I be taken key for her?
I
now?
Would take it, yeah. I would take it. Well, it's not going to do you any harm. It's only going to do you good.
True.
Yeah. It's a fantastic supplement, but also the collagen you want, and this thing has everything. And if you were feeling, if you thought, people are always confused about when they're perimenopausal because it's not an exact science.
Is that a symptom?
Is that a symptom? If you start sneezing in the middle of a sentence, you've got it.
But that's it. Like everything points towards it.
I mean, because there's a rough guide that will say 45 to 55 is rough perimenopause to menopause. But you could be 30. You could be 38. You could be 40.
Yeah.
You could be.
It's kind of like puberty. People could be 9. People could be 16.
Yes. Yes. It's not an exact science.
Yeah.
And then people go. And also the range of symptoms are quite different for different people, right?
Yeah.
Like if you find yourself being very irritable. A bit of low mood. Going, God, why am I so down and so irritable? Well, obviously the hot sweats are a very obvious one.
Yeah.
You know, but the irritable and being down, people might not necessarily think, oh God.
And it's a hard one actually to be aware of yourself.
It is,
so maybe once you're kind of coming to 35, it's something to think about regardless.
Watch out for. Yeah. Yeah. Something to watch out for. Yeah.
Because it's going to head that way regardless, isn't it?
Yeah.
Was there a symptom for you in perimenopause that you were surprised by, or you thought, oh, I didn't even know this was a symptom?
Well, I went to the doctor because I was very low. I had a very, very low mood, which is unlike me. Like, I could have a day where I'm low, but I can get myself out of that.
Yeah.
Fairly, I can turn it around. But this was going on for weeks. And I said it to a friend of mine. I said, I must be menopausal or something. Anyway, I went to a doctor. I was living in London. And she said to me, well, what's going on in your life? Now, my dad was very sick. My dad was dying at the time. And when I told her that, she said, oh, that's all it is. And she dismissed me. And she was absolutely wrong. I was fully in it. But she interpreted the fact that my dad was dying as the reason I was low, but it was nothing to do with that. I was 100% in full perimenopause, and I went to a doctor a couple of months later to a different one. They said, absolutely.
You know, I think you've actually probably hit the nail on the head there. Why it's so hard for women to know exactly when they're in perimenopause, because they're always going to have so much other stuff going on in their life.
Yeah, of course.
That they could put it down to, I haven't been exercising. I haven't been this.
I'm running off my feet. I'm working.
The kids are doing this, whatever. So it's probably just a good thing that if you are in getting into your 30s, to start thinking about it, because it's coming down the line.
But also, some people think, oh, it's just hot sweats. That we don't know much about it because nobody ever talked about it before. This is only being talked about in the last 5 years. Now, is that not shocking to you? You see, I find that very shocking, that this has become a talking point only now. It's 2024, is it?
Yeah. That was about to be a magnificent point until you had to check what year
she always
it was.
Has to check the year and the month and the day.
No, it's definitely 2024. Yeah.
But like, how has this become an unspoken thing for so long? How? But then again, I mean, how were we kept down for so long? You know, how the fuck has this become a taboo subject? Like, seriously?
I know, we only got divorced in 1996, so it takes time. But we're here
and the
now.
The French had it in the 1800s. And I remember when I heard that, I thought, oh Christ, we're very behind. That's a lot of catching up to do. They had divorced in the 1800s and we got it. What did you say, 19 what?
1996.
Wow.
So we've got a lash... To keep her.
Get it all in. Take it anyway. If you have a suspicion that you're in this phase of your life, right? Perimenopausal or menopause, just go onto the Key for Her website, which is keyforher.com, and get the Key Collagen and get the Key Perimenopause supplement and take it. And there's a 20% off with our code, which is what, Emma?
Tight.
Tight.
For Keep It Tight listeners.
Yeah. Now, will we have one of these collagens for the crack?
You might as well.
You could throw this. I was thinking this would be lovely to have with your gin.
Shane was telling me the other week that he went to school with a fella called, this was his actual name. I actually have another name for you. But he went to school with a fella called Richard Woodcock.
Yeah.
And do you know what they used to call him in school?
What?
Timber Dick.
And you had to write that down.
I had to write that down. I was like, I couldn't understand why the chap needed a nickname when his name was Woodcock. Do you know, like, as if that wasn't enough.
That's like up. That's a bit like Richie Bree's joke.
Oh, yes, exactly.
He was called Richie Bree, fellow comedian, has that line, doesn't he? He was called Dick Cheese.
Which is that awful. Yeah.
And I think name, though.
Richard Bree, like...
Yeah, no, Dick Cheese.
There was a fella when I was growing up, his name was Keen Whore.
Well, that's better than Son of a Whore.
Son of a Whore.
Keen Whore. I knew a girl, she was called Son of a Whore. Son of a Whore. Shocking.
Why did they do that to her?
They didn't think, they didn't get it. They
son
didn't.
Of a Whore.
Son of a Whore. Yeah. But miles long, all those names, they're awful.
Fucking hell.
Robin Banks. Son of a Whore is the worst. Olive Green. I knew an Olive Green. I never thought that was a great name, but that's not as bad as
Son of a Whore.
Yeah, you can't get over that one, can you?
That's terrible.
Shocker. They just didn't get it.
Was she a bit of a goer or no?
I don't think so.
No.
This leads me very nicely to Carol Vorderman, who I wanted to talk to you
yes!
about.
Yes! Tell me all of this now.
Okay. So,
I'm excited.
And it's part of this conversation. So I've kind of really admired Carol Vorderman for a long time, but more recently because she came out and told people that she's not married anymore. She was married twice, but that she now has 5 special friends.
5.
AKA, let's say, lovers, right?
Yes.
5 in her life. Mm-hmm. And that's how she lives her life. But her quote when she's asked about it is, "I'm not a jealous person." She's not bothered. So she's not in a relationship, but she's some of them have been in her life for 10 years. Another one's been in her life for 7 years.
Okay.
They're all single, by the way. So it's not.
Yeah, there's no wives or.
No, no. Yeah. It's not. It's all very clean.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what I was thinking. It's not messy. Yeah.
But I just admire that she is public about this. So she's living her life differently. She's living her best life. She's 62. She said she's at her happiest. At her happiest in her 60s. She looks just fantastic. She's just full of energy, but also, and at the same time, she's trying to bring down the Tory government.
But she is, even like just anytime I see her speaking or just her whole manner of being, she's like very vivacious.
She's so
because people
cool.
kind of, I think, you know, you, most of the time you do kind of know what people's age are, but they look good for their age. But I didn't know she was 62.
No, that you would have thought maybe, I don't know. You would have known she was in her 50s.
Yeah.
Where you would have put her, I don't know. But
yeah, I would have known she was in her 50s because I'm like, right, I'm nearly 40. She must be in her 50s. But that's kind of where I would have stopped with her age.
Yeah.
So
but
five
I mean, but
them.
I don't know anyone else who is this public about living differently.
Yes.
And she said, I'm wired a bit differently. So she's not making any, I suppose she's reached a point where she's not making any apologies for how she's living. Also, as she's trying to bring down the government, and she's politically very smart and brilliant, she happens to be a bit of a sex bomb at the same time. So there you go. And there was somebody, I think it was the Lord Mayor of London, who slagged her off. Somebody slagged her off and said, oh, she's political, but I go on her Instagram and all I can see is tits and ass. Well, she buried him.
Oh nice,
she buried
good.
Him. But I just
but she has tits and an ass. Like, that's the thing.
Precisely,
what can she do?
Precisely. What's she going to do? Try and cover herself up and wear a nice suit. And she's not doing that. But I think that women did that for years. You weren't allowed to be sexy and smart or sexy and funny or, you know, you weren't allowed to present yourself as a sexual being and be taken seriously as a lawyer
totally.
Or this or that. And that's changing very slowly, but she's at the forefront of that.
And five's a lot.
Five special friends.
But you know what? She's so good at the maths. She has that time. She can time that out. Five by five is 25. 7 days in a week. You know, like that.
Yeah.
You could, if you did pass maths in school, you couldn't be having five. I mean, two, maybe three at a push.
Also, the reason I brought her up was that she started following me on Instagram and we ended up messaging each other.
About, does she need someone else to?
No, she
pick up the late shifts. I was going to say, does she need someone else to pick up the late shifts with the five?
Well, I'm on the wrong island, so I can't be hopping on planes for that. But anyway, but I was very excited. Like, I don't normally get excited, you know, about encountering celebs. Every now and again you meet a hero or somebody that you really admire. But God, there's the Instagram for you. I just went, oh my God, Carol Vorderman is liking my reels. Wow. So then she put up a post about something she was doing and I messaged her and she said, oh my God, I didn't even know you knew of my existence. I'm like, will you stop? I've been, you know, admiring her for years. So I said I'd invite her to a show when I was in London. And she said, I'll be there. So I'll have the chats with her and I'll ask
her. Oh, you'll get to the bottom of that.
Well, to be fair, she's very open about it.
I think that's the only way to be, though, isn't it?
I could get some more details, I'm sure.
Yeah. Totally.
But she's very cool as well. Like, she's a working class girl reared by a single mom on her own.
Oh, is she? I didn't know that.
Yeah, in poverty. She says, we were poor. And that's the reason she's taken on the Tory government. She can't stand that. She's allergic to that privilege and life of excess and knowing full well they're robbing people blind. And she's going for it. She is going for it. Rishi Sunak, she is all over him.
Oh, that's very impressive.
No one
can question her intelligence or capability, though. Like, that's how she made her name.
Oh yeah,
she's
got a massive following now. She's coming into her own. She's coming into her own in her 60s, and this is why I love her, because obviously I'm getting up there, but you know, I love to see it. She's just so inspiring. I mean, that's where you want
that's
to go.
Exciting.
You want to go, God, I want to be on fire at that point. Not slowing down.
No.
Forget slowing down. I'm not doing any slowing down.
Because sometimes when I see, do you ever see those lists of like top 25, under 25? I'm kind of like, oh, give me a fucking break.
Yeah, top 25 over 55 would be good.
That would be good.
Over 65. But just, yeah, you're at your best.
Totally.
And as I said it before, though, you've got this new window. Your children are reared. So you're back to you.
You know a lot by the time you get, you don't know anything. Like,
her kids are in their 30s. She has two children, but she had two marriages.
Oh,
yeah, you're loving her now, all the details I've given you. Yeah.
I didn't realise she even had kids.
Yes, two grown children who are know all about this. But this is what I mean about her being public about
okay,
how she
well, it's different when you have, yeah, because some people, okay, touch wood, but some people wait to be open and public about stuff once their parents croak it. I've seen a bit of that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you've got kids, it's the other part.
Yes.
So if the parents aren't around, that gives you a bit of freedom. But if you don't have kids, that gives you another bit of freedom. But the fact that she has adult children and she's as open as she
and
is.
In one piece I read, she said they know some of them. They've met some of them.
Oh.
But why not? Like they're just special friends. I mean, you've got five friends.
I do have five friends.
Not special.
No, they're not
special. Anyway, there's a different way of doing things, lads. There's a different way of living.
There totally is. I mean, I'm in an ex-council house terrace. I don't think I'd have the room. But who
she
knows where...
She doesn't have them at once, Emma.
No, but I mean, just even... Do you know if you kind of had one in the kitchen while someone... like
no, no. There's no crossover. There's no crossover.
Okay. Okay.
It's a holiday with him this year.
Nice.
Maybe a weekend away with him next month.
Okay, nice. Okay.
They're all adults, single adults. Do you know what I mean?
It's like going nice places, having nice meals.
Yeah, but also, as she said, I'm not asking them what they're doing when they're away from me or who they're with or what they're doing. She's not asking those questions. She's not a jealous person. You got a cleaner?
No.
Oh, Christ.
I haven't got a cleaner yet.
Emma, you have to get a cleaner. I can't be talking to people if you haven't got a cleaner.
Yeah, but I just feel I need to get a cleaner who likes dogs. Because I have dogs.
Because you have a dog. One dog, two dogs.
I have Twiggy and Stan, mother
and
son.
Can they not put them away while the cleaner's there out in the garden?
They'll be barking up a storm.
This is the whole dog argument. I'm not getting one. I like, what is this? You can't get a cleaner because you have dogs. And you need one because you have dogs.
I know, but you can't. But you
Christ.
Have to get someone who's
literally,
okay with dogs.
I literally would rather die than not have a cleaner. I can't fucking deal with it. And by the way, I'm cleaning all the time. It's not like you have a cleaner and you're not cleaning. You're still constantly picking up and doing.
I was going to say, you're just cleaning your own crumbs because you're constantly just going around the gaff nibbling. So like the kids are at school, they're gone.
Listen, the laundry will never be done, love. It's constant, as you know.
So she's washing your clothes, the cleaner?
No. I'm doing all the laundry, okay. but I'm not going to change sheets. I'm not doing that. At this stage of my life, are you having a laugh? I never change another duvet cover. I'll tell jokes till I fall into the grave to pay someone else to do it. I'm not doing it.
So she's changing your bed sheet?
Yeah. What do you think I'm doing it?
Sketch? I'd be sketch.
What am I working so hard for?
I'd be sketch about someone changing my bed sheets.
Oh, you're thick. You're big thick. No.
I can't believe
you even have the time.
Bed sheets? She's changing your bed sheets.
Oh, yeah. And not
How
only that.
How often is she changing your bed sheets?
And you want to see the way she makes the bed.
Yeah,
like
lovely.
Going into a hotel.
Make the bed, but strip it down my bed and see what's on the sheets.
Well, I might strip the bed. I might probably take the sheets off and put them into the bag.
Okay.
And I leave out the sheets for her.
And then, but she'll make the bed.
She'll make the bed leave it like a hotel room.
But you have to be out of the house while she's doing this?
No, not necessarily.
So you're sitting there watching her?
Sitting there watching her. What did you, as if it was a naked man sitting there watching her. No, I wouldn't be sitting watching. I'd be working. I'd be on my phone.
See, that's what I mean.
Do me emails. Sometimes I have to do so much work before she gets there
okay,
anyway. I mean, this is what Irish people do. They clean the house before the cleaner gets there.
Yeah, but this is what I want to know.
A lot of organisation.
Do you, when she's in the house and you're there, do you get out the laptop to make it look like it's a bit more work?
I really don't, love. I'm too busy for any of that shit. I'm genuinely too busy. So like I'm trying to, if I didn't have a cleaner, my house would be chaos. Would never be organised. There'd be just stuff everywhere.
Okay.
So this is what it's for calm. It's for peace of mind. Yeah. It's not like the luxury of I don't want to do it myself. I'm just constantly fucking cleaning. Like it's never like what the dishwasher's going on minimum once a day. You're cleaning the kitchen at least once. Do I hear twice a day?
Yeah.
Right. Then there's the folded and the putting away of laundry.
I'm not putting away anyone else's laundry though.
Yeah. Well, my teenager can't seem to get it done. Can't I give it to him?
I'm training
put
the
that
sun.
In your room. It's left.
I'm
on the
training
pile.
The sons now.
I know. I'm not doing well, my fella. I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him.
Kill him.
I think I have him ruined as well. Because
no, but if
I totally understand. If somebody, if a mate of mine said, "Oh, I've this great cleaner. She's looking for other people or something," I'd get on it then. But it's just
hoovering. Are you hoovering?
Yeah.
Oh God.
A bit though. It's
I don't
most,
know why you're working so hard. What's
it's most, but in it's mostly like wooden floors and tiles.
Yeah.
So a lot of the time I'm just sweeping.
Yeah.
I don't mind. See, I don't mind cleaning too much. I don't do the dinners. Shane does all the dinners and he gets like the Hello Fresh.
I know, but you not just want one day where you come home to a house that's just spotless.
Yeah, but sometimes I like the rage clean. Sometimes for my mental health, I have to do
you
a rage
still,
clean.
As I said, it
where
never
you go
stops.
Around the gaff like a mental clean and shoving domestos and everything.
Yeah.
And book and children out of the way. Well, get up to your room.
Well, look, listen. I came like home last night late. That's a lie. It wasn't late. Sorry. I got back in the afternoon.
Somebody had a nap yesterday. I'm only in before you.
I just realised I drove back from Tipperary where it had gigs. Yes. Right? Oh my God, I was shattered. And then last night, suddenly I was going to go to bed and I realised the kitchen was a tip. And is there anything more depressing? I thought, I can't leave that. Scrubbed the fucking kitchen. Laundry, there was a pile of it. Not folded, just in a heap, like a mountain of stuff. I thought, I can't look at that. Had to do that. And sure, the next thing, it was midnight. So it's not like, you know, I have a cleaner. Yeah. It's not like it stops. It never stops.
She's just,
but they're big jobs. Clean the bathrooms. So it's she comes on a Thursday and both bathrooms are clean. They're sparkling. Everywhere's hoovered. Floors are washed. Beds are made with clean linen. It is the single thing I appreciate the most in my life.
Okay, well, maybe I need to get a cleaner. And do you love the walking most. Around after she's gone?
So, I walk around. That's admire my house. Now. I love my house. I go, oh my God.
That's lovely.
Look
now.
At this. Look at this. And it's not expensive. Like people go, oh my God, the price. But it's like, it's the price of a round of drinks, actually.
Yes.
I'd rather not have the drinks. I'd sacrifice a night in the pub to go home to clean sheets and clean bathrooms. And
I love that thing when people say, it's the price of this, the price of that. I used to do that with cigarettes. I used to get things and say, well, that's the price of how...
Jumper. Everything for me is a jumper. I could have got a jumper for that.
Yeah. But then I was doing that. I was defeating the purpose of it because I was doing that when I went back smoking. And I was like, but sure, that's $2 of cigarettes, but I was still smoking. Do you know what I mean? You can only really use the... It's the same price as a round of drinks if you've given up drink. You haven't given up drink.
I'll never give up drink.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I've never even given up drink for a week.
Have you not?
No.
Pregnancy, no?
Oh, well. I still had a drink.
Did you?
I did.
A little
had a
glass
spritzer,
of something. With
a spritzer.
The, yeah. Well, Your Honour.
A spritzer, Your Honour. I couldn't. I would just have the one spritzer.
Yeah.
But I had to have that.
You had to have
that.
I
didn't have any guilt about it either.
No.
I had no problems with it.
No. Why would you?
I know people who don't even have one drink. I mean, our mothers love threw the drink into them when they were pregnant. That could be the problem. But they did. Like, they did not. Nobody was telling them not to have a drink.
Yeah, because if you notice, the Irish population, we're definitely getting taller.
Oh,
we're definitely
are you putting
taller.
That down to people not drinking while they're pregnant?
I think there could be
something
there.
Jesus, it could be.
We're really getting taller.
Bigger, physically
aren't
bigger.
Aren't we?
Yeah, what's that about?
In one generation.
That's just evolution though, isn't that? We're eating more.
But you can't have evolution in one generation.
True.
Do you know what I mean?
Thank you to our lovely sponsors, Key for Her. Thank you to our fabulous listeners. And all those lovely 5-star reviews that you left.
Mucho gracias. Yes,
really appreciate it. It's really important. Tell a friend.
Keep listening.
Keep listening. Thanks, Emil.
Keep it tight.
Keep it tight.
This podcast is sponsored by Key for Her. To get 20% off your first order, head to keyforher.com and use the code word TIGHT.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.